Morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf kuf beis in Zvachim. We're behind, we fell a little bit behind over the past couple days. Friday shortened it, and Shabbos is a short daf in general. So we have what to catch up with. We start with a new topic for this morning, so that's good. Topic of discussion, not new, but it's a standalone discussion. Again, our discussion has been for the past couple days this thing of being a no name, and during your status of aninus, so you're not allowed to eat carbon for that day. That day and the following night, so the machlokas tanaim, as we've seen already for a number of days, machlokas tanaim, whether the night after the day is you're an onim in a Torah, you're an onim in Rakim the Rabban, just on a rabbinic level. Yesterday, over the course of Shabbos, we spoke about the other possible days of aninus, aninus mid the Rabbanan, Yom Kfura, Yom Shmua, the Yom Likud at Samos. Okay. Today, we start off at the very top of the page, and we're going to be understanding a parsha in the Torah that's very difficult to understand. It's good. It's you come across this parsha every year, and you read it every year, and it's just difficult. It's a difficult parsha to understand. And over the course of this morning, really the next half an hour, maybe even more, we're going to just gain real, just good pshat in Psukim. We are in Parsha Shmini, and the Pesukim basically, not basically, the Pesukim go like this. Let me give a little bit of background. We're on the first day of Nisan. First day of Nisan, after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let's talk about what happened on that day. 7 days prior, they started the inauguration of the Mishkan, the 23rd day of Adar, right? It's brought down in Seder Olam.
Huh?
No, Adar.
You said Nisan. 7 days before Nisan. Yeah.
Adar, right? So 23rd day of Adar. So 23rd day of Adar, so they started with the Mishkan. Now, you know the Mishkan went through an inauguration. 7 days of the Mishkan being set up, doing the Avoda, and the Mishkan going down. So it was like I'm sorry to start off the morning this way. It's like spring training. So it was like, you know, for seven days, it was, you know, they had like a trial run for 7 days. Then on the eighth day, Yom HaShmini, right, which is the parsha of Yom HaShmini, and Yom HaShmini now we're really talking. Now the eighth day coincided with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if you go through the parsha Shmini, you'll see that there was a whole series of karbanos that were brought because today was the first inaugural day of the Mishkan, right? The spring training was over, and this is now opening day. And on the first day of Nisan, the opening day of the Mishkan, so you had a number of karbanos that were brought that day. We're going to focus on three karbanos that were brought and needed to be eaten by Aaron. Three karban chatzos. And they are, number one, it's Rosh Chodesh. So you had a karban chatzos simply because it's Rosh Chodesh. Each and every Rosh Chodesh, you bring a karban chatzos. Number two, you had the karban chatzos of Nachshon ben Aminadav. Every one of the Nisim, for the first 12 days of the inauguration, brought their series of karbanos. The karban that's brought on the first day was that of Nachshon ben Aminadab. One of the karbanos that were brought by every one of the Nisim was the karban chatos. See, the chatos of Nachshon, and finally three, you had a karban chatos as one of the inaugural karbanos for the Mishkan. So for the Miluim. Okay? Those are your three karban chatos that were brought for that day. So it's really one regular karban chatos. Regular by regular, I mean Ladoros. This is going to be the same carbon chatos that we're going to bring for all generations. And then there are two special carbons specifically for that day. Okay.
What were the chatoim of the Rosh Chodesh?
For the Rosh Chodesh one, so that we learned at the beginning of Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos tells us that Tumas Mikdash veKadashav. In the event that somebody walked into the base of Mikdash while being Tameh, so your chatos of Rosh Chodesh takes care of that. What was the sin for the other carbon chatzos? There was none. It made them special carbon chatzos. Historically, where else do we find a carbon chatzos brought? Not in response to any one of the chetz. I told you Rashi and Chumash, you know, midrashically finds what it atones for. But pasha pshat, the simple pshat is it doesn't provide kapara. Not only is that the simple pshat, I'm going to show you today in the Gemara. The Gemara essentially says that. It didn't respond to a chet.
Wouldn't it require the bringing the chet, that there would be confession of the chet?
Normally, I'm saying nor for regular carbon chatzos. These weren't regular carbon chatzos. Okay, I'm going to take us first through the psukim, just so you understand where we need to go, and then we're going to see the Gemara inside. Now, the Pesukim themselves speak about a machlokus between Moshe and Aaron. Okay, let's go. I could start earlier, but let's start right from where they're fighting. I'm in Perek Yud in Sefer Vayikra, and I start with Pasuk Tezayin. A Seira Chatas Darash Darash Moshe V'hinei Saraf. So there was a Seira Chatas, there was one Karban Chatas, and as I mentioned, there were three that were brought that day. There was one Karban Chatas, and Moshe put an investigation on one of the Karban Chatases, V'hinei Saraf, because it was burnt. Karban Chatas was burnt. And that's not good, meaning the Karban Chatases need to be eaten by the Kohanim. And Vayitzof Al Elazar V'Al Isamar B'nei Aaron Anosrim Lamor. And he gets angry with Elazar Nisamar. Now, he doesn't really get angry with Elazar Nisamar. He really gets angry with his brother Aaron. You know, it's pasnish for him to just simply let out at Aaron. So he turns to the sons, he turns to Elazar Nisamar, and he's angry. Madu lo achaltem es hachatas bimkom hakodesh. Why didn't you eat the Karban Chatas in bimkom hakodesh, in the holy place, meaning in the courtyard? Ki kodesh kadashim hi. This is a Karban Chatas. It falls under the category of Kodesh Kadashim. V'osana san lachem laseis es avon ha'eda. You needed to bring part of the kapara lechaper aleim lefnei Hashem. Part of the kapara is eating the Karban Chatas, and now Moshe is upset with Elazar and Isamar and really Aaron for not eating it. Hein lo uvas damal kodesh penima. Now here Moshe says, look, I don't understand. The blood of the Karban Chatas wasn't brought into the Heichal. As we learned previously, it's the second time in Chumash that we talk about that the blood of a Karban Chatas is not allowed to be brought in Heichal. So Moshe says, look, what do you want to tell me? That it's puzzle? Why is it puzzle? The blood wasn't brought into the Heichal. You should have eaten it like I commanded you. Vayidaber Aaron Moshe. Hein hayom hikrivus chatasam v'esol asam lefnei Hashem. Vatikra'ena osi ka'ela. So Aaron gives a response. Now, just the simple pshan, the psukim are difficult, meaning because his response is ambiguous and it's not clear what he's saying. Okay, let's try this again, and then we'll go through the Gemara, because the Gemara, I'm just setting us up so that we understand what the Gemara is trying to be sensitive to. So Aaron says to Moshe, today hein hayom akrivus chatasam. Today I'm going to bring the chatas v'esol asam and the olah lefnei Hashem v'atikreno osi ka'ela. And this happened to me. Now it's not clear about what this is. And you want me to eat a chatas? Is that okay? Now with such a strong answer, even though right now, the way I'm presenting it, I don't understand what he's saying. I mean, I do, because we're going to see in the Gemara in just a moment. But he gave some sort of response. Vayishma Moshe v'yita be'inav. So Moshe heard this and Moshe said, oh good. Excellent. You're right. You're absolutely right. Okay, now of course, what we have to do, and it's really the entire daf today, almost all of Kuf Aleph, is going to explain to us what Aaron responded to, what was that answer that he gave, and Moshe said to Aaron, you're absolutely right. Let's start with the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. So the Gemara starts off, we're second line on Kuf Aleph, I'm an Aleph, and the Gemara is going to pick up, I read the Pesukim to you, if you notice carefully, the Torah says on three occasions, this is what I commanded you to do. Right? Oh, thank you. So this is what I commanded you to do. You'll find it in Pasuk Yud Ches. You'll find it again. The three references to Kasher Suvesi. Right, Kasher Siva Hashem. You found it in Pasuk Tezvav. And there's one more reference to here we go. In Pasuk Yud Gimel. This is what I commanded, this is what I commanded, this is what I commanded. Now there's one more piece of background I got to give you before we start with the Gemara. Sorry, but right, you got to get all the information, get all the facts on the ground. What else happened the first day of Nisan? So what happened the first day of Nisan is that Aaron had two boys, two sons, Nadav and Avihu, and they brought Esh Zara. They brought a foreign fire. Gemara elsewhere gives a number of explanations of what the Esh Zara actually was, what was that foreign fire, but for whatever it was, Kadosh Baruch Hu was very displeased with them and killed them both. And Nadav and Avihu died on the first day of Nisan. Okay, so now let's put it all together. Nadav and Avihu died on the first day of Nisan. So what does that make Aaron? An Onan. What does that make Elazar and Isamar? An Onan. Right? Because in order to be an Onan, you need one of the seven relatives to be Nifter on that day. So for Aaron, it was a son. For Elazar and Isamar, it was their brothers. Sons. Sons and brothers. Okay. Now, again, just one more piece of information, then we're going to go in the Gemara. Now, if we're an Onan, so there are two things to keep in mind when you're an Onan. Number one, there's the Hakrava, there's the actual bringing of the Karban, and number two, there's the Achila, the eating of the Karban. Now, who can be Makrava and Onan? So the answer is no Kohen. No Kohen is allowed to be Makrava with an Onan, except for a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol can be Makrava even while they're an Onan. So here, on that day, on the first day of Nisan, so Aaron had an opportunity to be Makrav Karban, Elazar and Isamar could not. Elazar and Isamar were just Stam Kohanim, Kohen Hedyot, and they were owning him, so they couldn't be Makriv. What about Achila? Nobody can eat Karban while they're an Onan. Okay. So, without knowing any more information, just laying the facts on the ground, so you start to understand what the issue is. Meaning Aaron, Elazar and Isamar are owning him. Okay. So, but then we're going to have to understand if that all that's true. So then what's Moshe getting angry for? Moshe knows, Moshe understands that they're, at that point in time, they're an Onan. So why is Moshe getting angry?
He thought that he could eat it.
Yes. Okay, so let's see inside. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, now I laid all the facts on the ground. Hopefully we will understand. The pasuk says ki chen tzivesi kasher tzivesi kashit tziva Hashem. The brisa starts off like what I did just a moment ago, citing the three times the three psukim where you see Tzivui, tzivui, tzivui. There was a command. So the Gemara darshens each one of them. Moshe says to Aaron, I have special halacha from Hashem that today you eat. Right? Today, even though you're an Onan, you eat today. That's ba'aninos yochluhu. Special heter. Kasher tzivesi b'sha'a maisa amar lahem. Now the second kasher tzivesi means Moshe didn't tell them this a week ago, a month ago. Right, b'shas ma'isa. Moshe told him at that point in time, and finally the third mention, kasher tziv Hashem lo me'alai ani omer. It's not coming from me, meaning it's coming from Akash Baruch Hu. Why I would have thought otherwise? You know, Moshe would have made this up. I don't fully understand what the third limud is coming to tell me, but okay. The point is simple. The point is that the first brace that tells us Moshe had a special horat shah, special permission for that moment and only that moment. You, Aaron, you need to eat the karban. But now you know that. Now you understand. Aaron didn't eat the karban, and now you understand why Moshe got angry. So before we, okay, the Gemara then quotes another brisa, v'riminu. Mimnei aninus nisrafa lakach nemar ka'ela. So the second brisa says, why did Aaron burn the karban chatasis, meaning not eat it? Because he was an onan. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. The first brisa tells us that Moshe gave them a special haracha, a special permission, a dispensation that today you're going to be eating it. The second brisa says Aaron burned it because he was an onan. So Amar Shmuel Lokasha HaReb Yehuda HaReb Nechemya. So the Gemara says, well, the two brisas over here can be explained as a machlokas tanaim. The Tanya will enter the following brisa. Mimnei aninu starfu alakach namar ka'ela. Divrei Reb Nechemya. So here now we're going to be introduced to a basic machlokas tanaim. What was the issue? How come Aaron burned the karban chatas? So according to Reb Nechemya, he was an onan. Mimnei aninu starfu alakach namar ka'ela. Divrei Reb Nechemya. And that's why it says ka'ela. Meaning now we're going to go back to that pasuk, and I'm going to read the pasuk according to Reb Nechemya. According to Reb Nechemya, when Aaron responds, this pasuk Yidches, Pasuk Yitess, Vayidaber Aaron al Moshe, Hein Hayomi Krivus Chatasam Vasosom Lefnei Hashem, Vatikrenos Dikaela. This happened to me. What's this? I was an Onan. Meaning, I lost my two sons today, I'm an Onan, and that's why I'm not going to be able to eat the Karban Chatas. That is the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya. Later, the Gemara will ask the obvious question. If that's true, how many Karban Chatases were burnt that day and not eaten? Only one. How many were offered that day? Three. So if Aaron is arguing that he's an Onan, so then why didn't he burn all three? Why was only one of the three burnt? The Gemara later on will ask that very question. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Mimnei Tzoma Nisrafa. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon disagree. They say no. One of the Karban Chatasas became Tamei. The Gemara never will explain how it became Tamei. The Gemara later on will just simply say it happened as an Onas, meaning Aaron didn't want it to become Tameh. It was a mishap. Something happened. Gemara is never clear about what. But that is why one of them gets burnt. That's a machlokus between Rabbi Nechemiah versus Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda over here means Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Shema ta'omim minne aninus nesrafa. Because look, if you think this is all about aninus, so here the Gemara now is going to rattle off three fundamental questions against Rabbi Nechemiah. Number one, hayulashloshtam shisrafuha. So question number one, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, if the issue is Aaron being an onain, so burn all three. Burn all three carbon chatasis. None of them should be eaten. Okay? Fantastic question. Question number two, davar acher. Hayurah lochlam la'erev. Wait until this evening. Meaning, all you need to do is wait until this evening, you're allowed to eat. You're an onain only for that day. Like we discussed yesterday, v'achri saki omar. This special status of aninus, not aninus regarding avelus, but aninus regarding the eating of a karban, only extends until the night. Yet,
in the base of Mikdash.
In the base of Mikdash. So we are in the base of Mikdash. Right. We're in the Mishkan. So it only extends until the night. So if all you have to do is just wait till tonight. Remember, we're talking about a karban chatas. A chatas, you have an allowance to eat for that day and the entire following night. So let Aaron and his sons eat the night following. So just wait a little bit. Third fundamental question against Rabbi Nechemiah. Davar acher v'lo Pinchas haya imahen. What about Pinchas? Pinchas was there. Now Pinchas wasn't an onain. For Pinchas, whose death was this? It was his uncle's. Okay, so
that's what I wanted to say.
Wait a second. I know you have answers, and I appreciate that. But I'm saying the Gemara is asking the question. You're ahead, which is good. I'm saying, but you're just.
Pinchas was a
Kohen
at that time.
Okay, I just read the Gemara. So at this point, the Gemara is assuming, yes, he was a Kohen. Okay? So you're already ahead because you know that, wait a second, Pinchas is not a Kohen until, so good. So, but that's coming up later this morning.
Why not Moshe himself?
Oh, the Gemara is going to ask that question also later this morning.
He was in a Kohen.
Very good. So, fine. So now, remember the structure now of the Gemara. The first brisa tells us from this morning that he burned because he was an onan. The second brisa says, no, let me do that again. The first brisa says that he was told to eat it while he was an onan. The second brisa says he burned it because he was an onan. So the Gemara's first response to it is, well, one position espouses Reb Nechemiah's view, that he burned it because he was an onan, and the other brisa espouses the Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon view, that he burned it because he was tameh. So, the carbon was tameh. Rava says, look, you don't need to split the two brisas between Reb Yehuda and Reb Nechemiah. Rava Amar, Idivi Idi Reb Nechemiah. Rava says, look, I'll give a very simple answer. Both prices are reflecting the view of Rabbi Nechemiah of Lokasha. Kambi kashi shah, kambi kashi daros. And exactly, one brisa that says that you're allowed to eat it, that's talking about the kashi shah. The karbanos that were brought specifically for that day, as I mentioned at the beginning of today's daf. Three karban chatzis that day. One was a daros karban, meaning Rosh Chodesh and every Rosh Chodesh were going to bring a karban chatzis. And two of the others, one was for Miluim, the other one was brought by Nachshon as his inaugural karban. So those are called kachi sha'a. So now what we're going to say, and now we're going to have a much clearer understanding of why one and not three, is because Moshe did give a heter, a special heter, that you're going to eat even though you're an onin. I know, onanim are not allowed to eat. I get that. But today, you're going to eat. I have a special harat sha'a from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're going to eat. And I'm giving away some of the Gemara coming up. Aaron's response is, fine, of course I accept that, but maybe Hashem only said that regarding Kachay Shah. Only the special karbanos that were brought specifically for today, but not for Kachay Doros. And now we begin to understand why Aaron burned one of the three. Let's see all this in the Gemara.
Wait. So the Kachay Shah was the ones that were not burned?
The Kachay Shah Aaron ate, because Moshe instructed him to eat even though you're an onan. That's the kichein tzuvesi kashir tzivesi kashir tziva Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give a special tzivui for that day. What Aaron said is, I'm with you, but that's only for the kachisha, only for the karbana specifically for that day. And Aaron's thought process, by the way, is very good, because, meaning there's a general halacha that you're not allowed to eat karbanas while you're noning. So I can't imagine, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu overriding? There's an override over here. So Aaron's figure that the override is that for those karbanos that are unique to the day.
But the other one was not unique to the day.
Right, because it's going to be all the time.
But From the Pesukim, Moshe specified which one he burned?
No, it doesn't say. So this is all because of Gemara now that we're going to see all this with more clarity. So Kamba Kashisha, Kamba Kashidoros, from Nechemia, Hechem and Taras Lahani Cry, Verabban, Hechem and Taras Lahani Cry. And now the Gemara is going to do step by step. It's going to give the give and take between Moshe and Aaron. And from this point forward, we're going to get good shot in the Pesukim. But you have to keep in mind, though, that we're going to do this twice. We're going to do this once for Rabbi Nechemia, and we're going to do this a second time for the Chachamim. Chachamim over here, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So first we'll do it for Rabbi Nechemia. So Rabbi Nechemia Matar Lahuhachi. So here's now the give and take, the dialogue between Moshe and Aaron, according to Rabbi Nechemia. Now remember, according to Rabbi Nechemia, it's all about Aaron's aninus. It's all about Aaron being an onin. Madua lo achaltam amal Moshe la Aaron. So here Moshe says to Aaron as follows: Shema nichnas dama lefnai velefnim. Well, maybe. In other words, here in the dialogue, Moshe starts off by being malam etzchus, which is what you're supposed to do. You see somebody doing something wrong, the first thing you're supposed to do is dan lekaf tzchus. You assume that the person is not doing something wrong, but maybe you don't know a piece of information. So that's where we start off with. Now, Rashi points out, you're not going to see this in the Psukim, but Rashi points out that it's deductive, meaning you get that by the end of the discussion in the Psukim. Meaning when Moshe responds, oh, the blood wasn't brought inside. Wait a second, blood wasn't brought inside. And so Rashi points out that the Gemara is just simply working backwards based on the information that the Torah gives us. So we start off with the following. So Amar lo, hein lo huvaz damam. So Aaron's response is, no, blood of the Karban Chatzos wasn't brought into the Heichal. So Moshe says, okay, maybe the following. Maybe the carbon or the blood was taken outside, and so maybe that's why it was disqualified, and maybe that's why you burnt it. So Amar lo b'kodesh ha'isah. So Aaron's response was, no, it was in Kodesh, it remained in the Azara. V'dilma be'aninus ikraftua upisaltua. So Moshe says to Aaron, I'll figure it out. So I know what happened. Maybe Elazar and Isamar offered the karban, and they're an onain, because Nadav and Avihu died, and they're an onain, and maybe they disqualified it by bringing it. Because remember, by an onain, there are two issues. Issue number one is offering it as an onain, and issue number two is eating it while being an onain. So maybe Nadav and Avihu, Elazar and Isamar offered it as being an onain, which consequently would postulate it. Amar lo Moshe v'chihemi krivu. I'm sorry. Amar lo Moshe v'chihemi krivu ani krafti. So Aaron says to Moshe, no, that's not true. They didn't offer it. I offered it, and I'm the Kohen Gadol. And in terms of hakrava, an onin has a right, a mitzvah to offer even while being an onin. But Amar le. So now, good. So Moshe tried his best to be dalan kavtzchus. And try to give a number of excuses in terms of why Aaron burnt it. For everyone his suggestions, Aaron said, no. It blood wasn't taken inside, blood wasn't taken outside. My sons weren't the ones who offered it, I'm the one who offered it. So, and now, you see what the Gemara is doing now? Now the Gemara is quoting the Psukim, because now that we set ourselves up, now we understand the small little dialogue that's actually given to us in the Psukim. So, Halo Uvaz Dama, Uvaz Kodesh Aisah, Ochot Ochluus, Okashir Tzivesi Ba'aninus, Yochluhu. So, I don't understand. So, it didn't become disqualified. And what's the only issue? The only issue is you're an Onain. I told you, Hashem told me to tell you to eat it even while you're an Onain. So, Amar Lo. So, Aaron finally says back to Moshe, and here's the answer. Here's the response that Aaron gives to Moshe. Vatikrenu si ka'ela va'achalti chatzas hayom hayitav be'inei Hashem. Wait. Shema lo shamata ela bekatshe sha'a. Meaning, vatikrenu si ka'ela means, remember what happened to me today. Meaning, I'm an onain today. Nadav and Avihu died. Va'achalti chatzas hayom, and you told me to eat chatzas hayom. Meaning, the day's chatzas. The special days chatas, hayita beinei Hashem, but then you want me to eat also the chatas for all generations? Is that okay? Shema lo shamata. Now this is the Gemara filling in the blanks, if you will. Shema lo shamata bekachi sha'a. You're right. You have a special tzivui that you're supposed to give to me, but maybe that's only for today's karbanos. the Nachshon carbon chatas, and the Miluim carbon chatas, but not anything beyond that. The Ibe kachei doros kavachomim in my circle, because if we're talking about kachei doros, I can make a very simple kavachomer. And the kavachomer goes like this: Look, when you're an onain, you can't even eat meiser sheni. How do I know that? Parshas Kisavo, right? Part of your vidui meiser, what you say is lo achalti ba'onim imenu. I didn't eat it while I was an onain. Eat what? It's talking about meiser sheni. If you can't eat Meister Sheni, which has only a small amount of Kedusha when you're an Onain, so then just climb up the ladder. I can't eat Shuma while I'm an Onain. Well, I can't eat Shuma in general, but you can't eat Shuma, you can't eat Kachin Kalim, you can't even Kachin Kachim, you can't eat anything when you're an Onain. So Aaron says, look, on one hand I have my Kal V'chomer that tells me that I can't eat while I'm an Onain, on the other hand I have your Tzivui that gives me a special Harat Shah. Maybe Aaron's suggesting to Moshe, your Harat Shah was only going on Kachin Shah. So Moshe hears what Aaron says and he says, oh my gosh, you're 100% right. That distinction that you made between the Kachei Doros versus Kachei Shah is absolutely right. And Moshe wasn't embarrassed. Meaning, at that point in time, you were caught in a gross error. Human nature, of course, is to say, well, Moshe admitted right away, you're 100% correct. Right? That's exactly what Hashem said to me, and he totally admitted his mistake.
Aaron became onan after Shechita and Zerika or before?
I don't know.
Well, that's the question from yesterday.
Right, that goes back to yesterday's Gemara, but I don't know.
Why do you have to end the last piece of Moshe?
Vayita ve'enav, right?
But he made a Why couldn't just be logic?
Right, but no, because he actually, in other words, it wasn't just like Aaron was right.
Like, but Tav Be'enav sounds the exact opposite. It sounds like a good spell.
Right.
Tav Be'enav, not like Yishma Moshe Tav Be'enav. It sounds like a good idea, not that Yishma Moshe
Okay. I hear you. I hear you. Okay, next. We're going to do this again. Okay, so now we have an entire picture of the discussion between Aaron and Moshe. We now understand what the issues are, right? Moshe accused him of giving him a special dispensation to eat. Aaron received the special dispensation, but Aaron limited only to the karbanos of that day, not for all future karbanos. Karbanos that apply for today and for the future as well. Aaron made that distinction for Moshe to consider. Moshe not only considered it, but Moshe said, you're right, you're absolutely right. By the way, Aaron was so convinced that he was right. Just keep this in mind. Aaron was so convinced that he was right. This is all after the fact, meaning Aaron already burnt the carbon. So in other words, it wasn't like they were discussing it. Aaron did it. And then afterwards, Aaron explained to Moshe, this is why I did it. And Moshe said to him, you're absolutely right. Okay, let's do it again. Now according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, remember, for them the issue is not onen. The issue is tumah. One of the carbonates becomes tamei. So now let's see how do they read the psukim. Madu lo achaltem es achatis b'makom akodesh shemanichnas dama lefnei v'lefnim amar lo hein lo uvaz dama shema chutz mechitzas o yafsa. It's really going to start off with the same formula as we did for Rabbi Nechemia, right? Where Moshe is trying to be melamed zchus. I'm Elohim because I saw. So Moshe starts off by saying, blood was brought inside. He says, no. Blood was brought outside. Aaron says, no. V'dilma v'anino sakriftu pisaltuha. Well, maybe Elaz and Isamar, who were onanim, maybe they brought the carbon and disqualified it because they're not a Kohen Gadol. I'm Elohim Moshe, heini krivu de pasalba v'aninos. Ani kraftia, I offered it. Fine. V'dilma agav mirasaychu pashasu ba v'itam a. So now, here we go. Here's where we're going to make a small adjustment for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Moshe makes the following suggestion to Aaron. Aaron, look, it's a tough day for you. You just lost Nadav and Avihu. It's really a hard day for you. Could very well be that your mind wasn't right. Agav miriraychu pashatu ba. And because you're so bitter and it's just such a tough day for you, maybe you were poshea, meaning you just weren't careful. The itmu, and maybe one of the karbanos becomes tamei. Right? This is again Moshe trying to figure out why one of them was burnt. So Amar Moshe, this response over here is going to be, it's powerful. Amar Moshe, kach ani beinecha shani mevazei katshei shemayim v'tikra enosi ka'ela. Aaron says back to Moshe, you really think that's going to do it for me? You think that's going to shake me? Right? That I'm a mevazei katshei shemayim, that just because I experienced that, I'm going to be mevazei, I'm going to degrade the karbanos. Even v'tikranosi ka'ela. Even if what happened to me again, meaning not only the two that died, let's just imagine for a moment the other two died. Ve'afilu eila uka'ela. Ein ani mevazei katshei shemayim. I'm a rock. Right? In other words, I'll still be able to keep my resolve and keep my mind on the job, on the task at hand. Amar lo. Now you see what just happened over there, meaning Vatikranisi Ka'ela, according to Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Shimon, it's Aaron's response of not this is what happened, but even if this were to happen, I still would have been mind on the job, task at hand. So Amar lo vi hainlo huvastama bakarish I saw a chota chlosa bakarish, kasher tsivisi ba aninas yochlu. And so now that Moshe's got the whole picture, so there's really no reason why Aaron didn't eat all the karbanos. Why did he burn one? I'm alo shem alo shamata ela balayla. Di iba yom kavachamim amayser kal. So maybe your special heter was only for night, because I understand if you're telling me to eat while I'm an onain, well, think about the kavachomer. Mayser kal, ma mayser kal amator lo achalti be'oni mimenu kodesh chamor lo kol shekein miyar ve'yishma Moshe v'yitav be'inav. And then, so, Kavachomer, what do you mean? I'm an onen. I'm not allowed to eat an onen. Maybe your special heter was for tonight, not today. And when Moshe hears this, Moshe says, oh, you're absolutely right. Lo shamati, ela shamati v'shachachti. Ibaile l'shuyu l'mechle v'orta. So, right. I'm sorry. So, ela shamati v'shachachti, period. Right? I did hear and I forgot, and you're absolutely right. Okay, so now the way it's set up according to Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Shimon, Aaron really was an onan. What he was saying to Moshe and Aaron is, don't worry, I took care of everything. I feel it right, v'tikrenasi ka'ela.
What he was saying to
him? Aaron saying back to Moshe. Even if this was done to me, like what just happened today, meaning if I lost Nadav and Avihu and I lost Eleazar and Itamar, I still would have been focused and I would have been on the job. Task at hand. And then he says back, you know, maybe the special dispensation that was given by Akash Baruch Hu is that I eat it tonight. Because remember, Onan is only for one day and the following night. So maybe your special heter was for tonight. Moshe says to Aaron, you know, you're absolutely right. You should eat it, right? It should have been eaten tonight. So which then prompts the Gemara to ask the obvious question. Ibai le lishui le mechle beorta. So why didn't he wait till tonight? Why did Aaron burn one of the karbanos? And the Gemara's answer over here is tuma ba'onis bata. One of the karbanos became tamei. That's what I mentioned earlier this morning. Ba'onis, nothing to do with Aaron and his diverted attention. Aaron never had diverted attention. Aaron was always focused, even at the loss of his two sons.
What about the tzitz? That doesn't help with the eating.
No, it only helps in terms of the bringing.
So okay. He ate the other two after nightfall?
So the other two ate, correct. The other two ate after nightfall. And this was the third one. He would have eaten it, but it became tameh for reasons that the Gemara is not clear about, but it wasn't as a result of Aaron.
He's allowed to do avodah, right?
Correct.
So what was the problem of him burning it? What
do? He's supposed to eat it. It's a carbon chatas. It's a carbon chatas. He's supposed to eat it.
When did they bury the sons? When did they bury the sons? The same day?
Yeah.
The
following day? I assume that day. Again, I'm not sure. But the Yom, that's the Yom HaKfur. Yom HaKfur is only meant to Rabbanon, and it's not Minat Torah. The only thing Minat Torah is Yom HaMisa. That's the only time you're known in Minat Torah. Okay, now we're going to type a number of loose ends over here. Bishlam le Rabbanon Hayyuchsiv Hayom. Now, according to the Chachamim, the word Hayom is it fits in well, because really the issue was an issue of not eating during the day. But Elo Rabbi Nechemiah my Hayom. So, but according to Rabbi Nechemiah, what is the Hayom? But Chovas Hayom, I explained that earlier this morning. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, the Hayom means that's the distinction that Aaron was making to Moshe between the Karbanos of today versus Karbanos Ladaros. Another loose end to tie up. Bishlam of the Rabbi Nechemiah, Hainu Dichsev, Hein Hayom. According to Rabbi Nechemiah, you understand Hein Hayom. Meaning, Moshe, remember, today's a special day. Not special. But today is a Hein Hayom. Today, there's a uniqueness today in that I'm an Onen. El Rabbanan, my Hein Hayom. But according to the Chachamim, what's the Hein Hayom? Meaning, the issue really had nothing to do with Aaron being an Onen. The issue was, one of the Karbanos became Tamei, right, as an onus. So Hachi Kamar, so according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, here's how we're going to say Hein Hayom. Heini Krivu, Ani Akrivti. The Hein Hayom means, it's a contraction of, don't think they offered it, I offered it. Again, it's not clear in the Pesukim, that's what he's saying, but according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that's how you're going to have to understand Pesha in the Pesuk. Amar Mar. Okay, now, we're going to go back, and we're going to answer, remember, Rabbi Nechemiah offered his opinion that the issue is all about Aaron being an Onen. And there were three fundamental questions that Rabbi Yehuda asked on Rabbi Nechemiah. And now what the Gemara is going to do is it's going to go back and answer all three questions. And answer them all beautifully. Amar mar hayu l'shloshtam sheyisrafu. So my shloshtam detanya. So the first, now the Gemara gives us the background. And this is where the Gemara goes a little bit out of order, as it does every now and then, where this is the information really we should have known of before. I introduced this information, but now the Gemara is providing it to us. Three Seirim, three goats that were brought that day. One belonging to Nachshon, one because it was the Yom HaShmini, the eighth day, the inaugural day, and one because it's Rosh Chodesh. Yachu Shloshtam Nisrafu. Now, I might have thought that all three were burnt, but that's not true. Tam Lomar, Vinei Saraf Saraf. Echa nisrach velo shloshtam, only one of them was burnt. Velo shloshtam nisrafu. Darash darash de drishos. So now the pasuk says darash darash, and with a psik between the two of them. So what's the two investigations? Moshe had two inquiries. Number one, lama amalehem ibnei machatazu nisrafas. Sorry, let me do that again. Shtei drishos. Lama amar lama. Amalahu, mimne machatazu nisrafa, the elu munachos. I understand, why did you burn one and not the other two? The elu yodea ezu kishu omer vaosan asan lachem lases savon aida, havi omer zestir shavosh chodesh. And the other, and so the investigation was, why burn one, not two, and which of the two, which one did you burn? Okay. Shapir kamerle reb nechemi latame damer kachisha lo pasla behu aninas. So, I'm sorry. So, the Amar Kasha Shalom Pasa Behu Aninus. So, again, so why? Yeah, so why was one burnt and not the other two? But again, the Gemara tells us what we already know. One was burnt and not the other two because two of them were Kasha Sha'ah that Aaron was allowed to eat. The Rosh Chodesh Karban that he was not allowed to eat. Amar Mar Hayala La Akhula Erev.
So what's the whole point of the saying that it became Tame?
Because we're not answering for Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon.
Oh, I see.
We're answering for Rabbi Nechemiah. This is all answering on behalf of Rabbi Nechemiah. Amar Mar Hayala La Akhula Erev. We should have waited until the evening. Shaper Kamale, Kasavra Aninus Laila Daraisa. So the Gemara says, no, waiting until the evening is not going to help one bit because Rabbi Nechemiah is of the opinion that Aninus Laila is Daraisa, so waiting until the evening is not going to help you. It's no different night versus a day. Tava Acher. And on the third fundamental question that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon asked Rabbi Nechemiah, Valo Pinchas Ayamahem Shaper Kamerle. Savalek Rabbi Lazdam, Rabbi Lazdam, Rabbi Chanina, Loniskayin Pinchas, Acha Hargulu Zimri. So the Gemara gives the answer that everyone here knew already. Pinchas wasn't yet a Kohen. Only when Pinchas killed Zimri, then Pinchas became a Kohen. Dechziv Aisa Lozaro Acharab Briskunas Olam. Okay, so now we have an answer for all three questions. Let's quickly review. Why weren't all three burnt? Answer, because Aaron was in fact given a special dispensation to eat, even though he was an Onen, but that this special dispensation was only for the Kachi Sha'ah, not the Kachi Doros. Two Kachi Sha'ah carbon chattises, one Kodesh, one Doros carbon chattis, so the one carbon Doros, the Rosh Chodesh chattis, that was the one that was burnt. Question number two, how come they didn't wait till night and eat it at night? Answer, Reb Nechemiah holds that aninus of the nighttime following the day is Daraisa. So it doesn't help you to wait for the night. Question number three, how come Pinchas didn't eat? Pinchas was a Kohen, and he wasn't an Onan. Answer, Pinchas yet was not a Kohen. Okay, those are your three fundamental questions and your three fundamental answers. On this, yes.
When
yeah, so Hedy asked me that question also. I don't know. I don't know when the burial took place. And even if the burial took place another...
Wait a second. They had special death, you know, that went through...
The Gemara elsewhere says that they them being burnt means only that the neshamas were burnt. The bodies remained.
Because they removed them.
Yeah.
And Moshe tells them.
Correct. I mean, the assumption is that they'd be buried that day, but I have no source for to tell you one way or another.
Now, what was the Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda? What's their shot on how come the? It's a good question to ask about Pinchas.
No, because for them, it has nothing to do with aninus. Aninus is not the issue. One of the karbonos become tamei for circumstances beyond their control. Nobody can eat a tamei karbon.
Right. Right. So why would they ask them about Pinchas? Because
Pinchas for them, that's not a question. Because if the issue is being an onain,
a question for them. But the question is for them: why would they?
Because they're attacking Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Nechemiah's position. Rabbi Nechemiah's position is all about aninus. So they're saying to Rabbi Nechemiah, if this is all about aninus, I know a Kohen who lived at the time who wasn't an onain. So how come he didn't eat?
But he wasn't a
Kohen. That's good. So that's Rabbi Nechemiah's answer.
But they know that. Shouldn't they know that he wasn't a Kohen?
Did they know that? No. Maybe they disagreed about that point.
He's a Kohen and he
maybe.
Okay.
Yes.
What was the question asked, you know, when if they were buried? Daytime or evening? Because we had the problem that the day and evening?
No, because we're talking about being an onain. And onain has nothing to do, not nothing. Aninus midarais has nothing to do with burial. It has to do with the Yom HaMisa. Okay.
Why don't they convert Tumah to the Tumas Mace of...
Because the assumption the Gemara...
You didn't become Tumas.
Right. No, right. And if Elazar... Right. Elazar and Isamar... Right. Okay. I don't know. Right. Who became Tumay? Elazar and Isamar become Tumay. Aaron... I don't know this is a fact, but it seems that Aaron didn't come into contact with the mace.
That's why Tama didn't come to the cousins.
We have right. The cousins took care of it. You're absolutely right. 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 Okay. Rav Ashi, let's go. We have more to do. More I want to cover. Rav Ashi Amar Ache Sam Shalom Min Hashvatim. Pinchas wasn't a Kohen yet. Everyone agrees to that. Okay. Well, everybody, as Aaron points out, maybe Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon don't agree to that, but. But the Gemara's answer on defense of Rabbi Nechemiah is that Pinchas wasn't a Kohen. When did Pinchas become a Kohen? So the answer that we all give because the Gemara just gave it, oh, it's when he killed Zimri. And it sounds from the Psukim themselves that that's exactly when he became, when he was Niskahain, when he becomes an actual Kohen. However, the Gemara has another opinion. Rav Ashi's opinion is, no, it was actually much later on, historically. But when he made Shalom between the Shvatim, now, when did that happen? So you're talking about end of Sefer Yehoshua, right? Perek Chavbeis, Yehoshua's 24 Prakim. Perek, 22nd Perek of Yehoshua. Vayishma Pinchas HaKohen Nesiyah Yidav Rashi Alfei Yisrael. It was an issue of bridging those who are on one side of the Yarden with those Shvatim on the other side of the Yarden, and Pinchas needed to be a mediator between the two, and he did that in the 22nd Perek of Yehoshua, and then and only then was he given the kahuna. So now, Rav Ashi, you tell me he wasn't niskahen, he wasn't established as a coin at the death when he killed Zimri? The pasuk says, so Rav Ashi in his defense says, no, that's only regarding a bracha. He got a special bracha at that point in time, but he wasn't given the formal kahuna status. So the Gemara says, what do you do with the fact that in Yehoshua it says Vayishma Pinchas HaKohen Ha'ul Yachiz Zarachav? Now that's just to tell us that his children are going to be Kohen as well. Okay, so when exactly did Pinchas become a Kohen? So again, our defense of Reb Nechemiah is not at the time of Nadav and Avihu's death. Pinchas wasn't yet a Kohen; it only happened later. The position which we're more accustomed to hear is when he murdered Zimri. That's a simple pshat. Rav Ashi gives even a later point in time, the end of Sefer Yehoshua. Okay. Next topic of discussion for today.
The assumption is to use
Right, right, right. And it wasn't a, and it was, right, it wasn't a...
There was no succession plan?
I don't know. It doesn't seem that way. Next topic of discussion today. They were there. In other words, when Aaron was set up to be the Kohen Gadol, so his four sons were set up to be the Kohanim. That was the plan. And then, as Rabbi Joshua points out, what's the long term plan?
So children were going to be born to them after they got appointed, not the ones that were born before.
Okay. Amar Mar, sorry, where do I start? Next topic of discussion for today. Amar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol, v'cholak b'kotche shamayim haya. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol. Okay, Rabbi Moskowitz spoke a couple of Shabbosim ago at the Hashkama Minyan, and he spoke out some of the Gemaras that we're going to be doing today. Right, we always assume Aaron was a Kohen Gadol. Rav is of the opinion Moshe also was. Okay. For just the seven inaugural days, or even beyond that point of time, from Rav, simple Pshan Rav, is that no, while Moshe was alive, he was also Kohen Gadol. Simple, right? Rav said, Rav felt that way. Now, Shenamar, now one of his chief rayas, one of his chief proofs is Me'alam Aluim LaMoshe Hayalamana. Moshe ate part of the Kachi Kadashim of the inauguration of the Mishkan. Now, Kachi Kadashim, in other words, we're talking about now Karbanos eating, but not just shlamim, but even kachi kachim. That eating of kachi kachim is only relegated to the Kohanim. So Rav says, okay, Moshe was a Kohen. Simple. Wait. Meisvei, the Gemara says, Vahalo Pinchas Hayayimahen. So now the Gemara goes back to the Braisa and says, you know, that position of Rav, that's a hard position to accept, because you'll remember just a moment ago, Pinchas Hayamim. Right, one of the questions that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon asked to Rabbi Nechemiah is, well, what about Pinchas? Let's add to that question. What do you mean, what about Pinchas? What about Moshe? V'imisalem avala Moshe Rabbeinu Hayamim. So, demoshani Moshe, detar b'shchina. No, Moshe just simply wasn't available. Meaning, yes, Moshe was a Kohen, but he was busy. Right, he was hard at work speaking with the Shekhinah. Damar Mar Moshe Bashkama Alav Bashkama Yarad. The Gemara quotes the Gemaras from Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos talks about Moshe went up before Har Sinai and spent the entire day with the Shekhinah. Now it is interesting, because what the Gemara uses as proof that Moshe was busy was the days prior to Maamad Har Sinai. We're months later. We're by the Hakamas HaMishkan. Right, this is Nisan. That's back in Sivan. Okay, so. Right, the Gemara makes a connection, and I don't fully understand the connection, but still, it doesn't matter. The Gemara's point is that Moshe was busy speaking with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meizve, the Gemara says, Lechem elokav mikachei kadashim u'mina kadashim yochal. Im nemru kachei kadashim lamu nemru kachim kalim. Im nemru kachim kalim lamu nemru kachim kachim. It says regarding the meluim that they ate, I'm sorry, by the Kohanim, that they eat both, Kachi kachim and kachim kalam, ilul and emmer kachim kalam, aisi omer kachi kachim udochel, sharihut alazar, velahan. Kachi kachim can be eaten by a zar. Now, what does that mean? The Gemara is about to ask in a moment. Wait for just a moment. Kachim kalam lo yachal, the ilul and emmer kachi kachim, aisi omer kachim kalam, yehe ochel, shein kalim. The consumption of kachi kachim and kachim kalim are eaten. By the way, I didn't point this out. This price is talking about a balmum. A Kohen balmum can eat both kachi kachim and kachim kalim. Meanwhile, however, one of the points that was made in this price, a katani miyas, sharei huchul azar, v'lahen, that when it comes to kachi kachim, I might have thought it's different because a zar eats kachi kachim. Who's the zar? Who's the non-Kohen eating kachi kachim? What's the brace even talking about? Ela lav shmamina. Sorry, I just added words to the Gemara for no reason. So lav Moshe. So it must be Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was eating kachi kachim. So he's the czar eating kachi kachim. So I'm Rav Sheshes lo bebama lazar uchedivrei omer yesh mincha bebama. So Rav Sheshes says no. That's not the pshat in the brace. It's not talking about Moshe. Who's the czar eating kachi kachim? It's talking about those historical periods where we had our backyard bamos, where you offer in your backyard. Now, normally, you're not bringing a chatas, so what kachi kachim are you bringing in your backyard? So later in the Masechta, we're going to learn there's an opinion that maintains that you can offer a mincha in your backyard, That is kachay kachim. You don't have to be a kohen to eat it while you brought a mincha in your backyard, in the backyard bama. Okay, that's the zar that's being referred to. Meisvei. Miriam mi hisgira. The Braisa here talks about the following issue. Who put Miriam into Hesger? Who sequestered her?
She got
Tsaras. She got Tsaras, and she was declared to be a Mitzora. Right. Now, who's going to look at her Tsaras? Mm-hmm. So what are the issues? So Moshe is Gira Moshe Zarhu. Moshe is not a Kohen, says the Braisa. So Moshe couldn't look at her Tsaras. Vein Zaroas and Agayim. Vein Tama Aaron is Gira. So Aaron Karavu. So what do you want to tell me? That Aaron's going to look at her? But Aaron's a Karav, Aaron's a relative.
Moshe
now we all understand.
Moshe is a Karav also.
We all understand that, and right, Ben beat me to it. Yeah. That Moshe also was a Karav as well. But the Bryce just wants to tell us that there's even a more fundamental issue regarding Moshe, and that he wasn't a Kohen, in addition to being a relative. So the Ein Karav Rowas and Agayim Ella Kavod Gadol Chalak La Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMiriam Oso Shah. So who's going to look at Miriam now? Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Kohen, the wording of the Braisa, it's unbelievable. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm a Kohen, the Ani Maskira, and I'm going to put her in Hezger. Ani Chalta, and I will determine that she is a Mitzora Chaluta, meaning a definitive Mitzora. Not an ambiguous, you know, wait, why don't we want you to wait for 7 days? Yeah. Definitive. The Ani Potra, and I'm going to release her. Ketani Mias, okay, again, end of the Braisa, but once again, you know where we're going. The Braisa makes it very clear that Moshe wasn't a Kohen. Katani meis Moshe zaru vein zaros negayim. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Shani maros negayim. The Aaron uvanav ksuvim beparsha. So for nega, for the looking at nega, it's not enough to be a Kohen. You have to be Kohen who can produce Kohanim. Aaron uvanav. Moshe wasn't that kind of Kohen. He was a Kohen with no lineage. Meisve, the Gemara says, let's do one more. It's a Braisa. Not only is this a Braisa, this is Seder Olam. Seder Olam is one of our main historical works. It's written by Rav Yossi Chalafta. I want to say that, I think I'm right. It's a Braisa that actually records history from Briasa Olam all the way to the destruction of Bais Rishon. Right, and it's chronology. And here in Seder Olam, right, it goes like this. Chamesh Shmachos Hayila Aitza Elisha V'Yisera Al Benos Yisrael. That day, once again we turn to the first day of Nisan. That day, Elisheva had Simcha Yisera. 5 reasons to be happy. 5 more reasons to be happy than anyone else that day. Number 1, Yevama Melech. Her brother-in-law was king. That's Moshe. Number 2, right, meaning her husband is Aaron, Elisheva. Right, everyone know who she is? Right, her husband was Aaron, her brother was Nachshon, and so that makes her brother-in-law Moshe. So Yevama Melech, so her brother-in-law was the king. And Isha Kohen Gadol, her husband, Isha Kohen Gadol, Benasigan, her sons were the deputy Kohanim, Ben Bena Mashuch Mechama, her grandson was the Mashuch Mechama, Pinchas. The Achi Anasi, her brother, is a Nasi, yeah. Prince of a tribe. Nasi Shevet. Now, so those are 5. Those are 5 reasons that she was happy, but also on that very day, the Avela al Shnei Baneha. She also lost 2 sons that day. Right now, Devan Aviyu. Okay. What do we see from Seder Olam? How does it describe her brother-in-law Moshe as being the Melech? Why not say better? Why not say he was Melech and Kohen? Ketani miyas yavama melech melech in kohen gadolo. Ema af melech. So the Gemara says he was even, well, that's what we'll say. In other words, he was a kohen gadol, af melech, and he was also the king as well. All right. We'll pause over here. Okay. We're going to, tomorrow, something amazing is going to happen. We're going to see a little bit of Agadata. I don't remember the last time that happened. It's been a long time. It's been a very, very heavy masechta. Tomorrow we'll do a little bit of Agadata together. Stop over here. Tomorrow we'll pick it up. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha, Matzah Kishbar Chazak, Yisrael Fichach. Here in Torah Mitzvah, Shenema, Necha, Fetz, Amantzi, Koyak, Dotra, Rabbi Adir.